From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. Today, personal cybersecurity. And first, passwords. Almost everyone has got one or two or maybe 10, but passwords are vulnerable and perhaps not the best way to protect your digital identity. As we hear from NPR's Hanzi Lo Wang, computer scientists have been trying to crack the code on the next generation of passwords, and one researcher says all you may need is a squirrel.
I'm Rocky the Flying Squirrel.
No, not that squirrel, just a squirrel. Then security expert Marcus Jacobson says, just imagine.
Maybe you went jogging in the forest and you stepped on a squirrel.
Oops, sorry, Rocky. But Jacobson says that's one way to create a strong password.
Think of a story. Turn it into three important words of the story.
And instead of punching in a random series of characters on a computer or a smartphone, users just need a three-word combination from a story they will remember. Jacobson says the more bizarre,
jogging, forest, squirrel,
the less likely a hacker will be able to get into your account, and the more likely you'll be able to remember it. That's a good thing, because technology writer Clive Thompson says our memories are lousy.
Everyone knows that they should have a password that is harder to guess, but the truth is we humans are pretty bad at remembering characters that make for a really strong password.
How bad are we at passwords? Well, earlier this month, Hotmail announced new email users will be banned from using passwords like, well, password, 123456, and I love cats. Weak or even non-existent passwords were at least partly to blame for security breaches of voicemail accounts in the recent UK phone hacking scandal. There are other options for authentication. Ed Felton is chief technologist for the Federal Trade Commission, and he says security researchers group all the different ways a user can prove his or her identity into three categories.
Something you know, like a password, something that you have, like some kind of an object or a physical key like we unlock our doors with, or something you are, that is some aspect of your body or your physical person.
Our memories are bad with passwords, and we can easily lose a key. So some researchers have turned their focus to biometrics, that is, using parts of your body as ID. Just like in the movie Minority Report.
Look at me. Positive for Howard Marks.
It's the year 2054, when a quick scan of your eyes can tell a computer who you are. Tom Cruise's character is on the run from the law, desperate to change his identity. So he finds an underground eye surgeon.
All I'm trying to tell you is that I'll have to remove your eyes completely. And I have to replace them with new ones.
Okay, this is a bit extreme, but engineering psychologist Kelly Kane says one of the main reasons why we haven't seen a wide use of biometrics instead of passwords is
your credentials, so your face or your iris or your fingerprint, can't be reissued if they get compromised.
So Ed Felton says the best way to protect your digital identity is using multiple layers of security with passwords.
The familiar passwords are not perfect. They're far from perfect, but they are the easiest alternative for now.
That means for the time being, passwords are here to stay. Of course, you can always go with a good story. Just make sure it doesn't involve jogging, forests, or squirrels. Hanzi Lo Wang, NPR News.